Here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
Voices in this life. Praise God. We're going to make some choices in this life. Some of the choices that we make are going to be easy. Some of the choices that we are going to make are going to be difficult. But whatever choice that we make, remember that the choice that we make, we are going to be responsible for the destination that it takes us. Amen. Wise young people recognize their need for guidance, for education, and help in making the best possible choice that they can make. Oh, yes. The need for such guidance and leadership is one of the most important reasons, praise God, why all young people should become Christians and put their trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're a young person here today and you have not chose to put Jesus Christ in your life, my message to you today is that you ought to do it today. You know why you ought to do it? Because if you are a young person, praise God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, He'll help you to make the right choices in your life so that at the end of your life, praise God, you will wind up in the destination that you plan to achieve. Amen. You see, by becoming Christians, praise God, they can let the Lord, they can let the Holy Spirit guide them as they make the right decisions. Amen. Y'all know this verse of scripture. Everybody, the scripture that I read, if you've been around church, you ought to know that scripture by heart and what it centered around. Amen. Moses had already passed off the face. He's gone now. Moses lived 120 years, praise God, never got a chance to go into the promised land, but praise God, he died. But at a point, God gave the baton and put it in the hand of Joshua at a young, tender age. Joshua, at the time of this pericope, praise God, is now about to leave this earth. He's about to die. And he is now giving the Israelites some information that's going to be able to take them and make them make the right decision, the right choice in their life. He said, now, you know what he said. He said, now, you could serve the gods on the other side of the flood. He said, you can do that. You have the right to do that. First of all, he told them about how they had come, how God had brought them all the way from Abraham and then took them all the way to Egypt. Yeah. Then how he got them out of Egypt, praise God. And then he's saying, now you have the right to choose because I'm already taking you to the promised land. Moses has taken you further, as far as he can. I have taken you as far as I can. Now you got to do something. You have to make a decision. You got to make a choice. So he told them, choose you this day. Whom you gonna serve? I can't make that decision for you. I can't make that choice for you. Praise God. But he said one thing that I like about old Joshua. He said, but as for me and my house, as for me and my family, if you won't know what the Martin family gonna do, if you want to know what the Phillip family is going to do, if you want to know what the Howard family is going to do, praise God, if you want to know what the Robinson family is going to do, he says, as for me, amen, in my house, He said, we going to serve the Lord. You can go out there and do what you want to. But praise God, we're going to serve the Lord. And so, and so doing that, praise God, Joshua here is telling us some things about these young people, praise God, relative to the choices that they will make while they are young. That's why I define youth at anybody less than 80. Amen. Because there are some people in here right now that still got to make some choices. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. The very first thing we find out when we start talking about you. You see, for young people, there is a time for a decision. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is a time for a decision. And the sooner you make that decision, the better it's going to be for you. Praise God. Praise God. You see, life consists of decisions. Let me see and if there's somebody here in this church right now and you have never had to make a decision, can I see your hand? That's it. Life is full of decisions. Praise God. And let me tell you something. Praise God. We cannot get around, nor can we avoid the responsibility for making decisions. When we wake up in the morning, we're confronted with a decision, either to get up out of that bed or lay there. I teach at Ash. How many Ashites are in here today? I teach you that. Come on, raise them hands up back there. I'm seeing y'all. Because if you are not there on time, guess what? When you walk in there after that tardy bell has rung, what happened? Let me have one of these Ashites to tell me. What happened? K-I-R. Some type of dissension. Kept in room. That means that you're going to, instead of you going to eat your whole lunch period, you're going to be writing for that whole lunch period. And you're going to get 10 minutes to eat. So you have a decision to make when you get up in the morning. Whether or not you're going to lay there when the alarm clock goes off, or whether you're going to get up on out of that bed. Life is full of decisions, praise God. And this is, in fact, decisions is a picture of life. Praise God, we're going to have to make a decision. We face the decision concerning who we will worship. We face the decision whether or not we're going to worship God while we're young, whether or not we're going to serve and we're going to worship something else. But guess what? We're going to have to make that decision. And you know the sad thing about it? We have some young people who make the decision that they're going to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But there are some who make the decision that they're going to serve other gods. Oh, boy. We're going to serve the God of materialism. We're going to serve the God of want. We're going to serve the God of what we need. We're going to serve those other various gods. Some serve the God of self. Oh, boy, I know I'm going to go through here today, boy. Somebody's going to say, man, don't y'all ever have that guy to come back and preach again. Some of us serve the God of self. Trying to appeal to these young folk in here. Somebody say, how you know they serve the God of self? I see it every day in school, y'all. Yeah. I see it. Sometimes I'm standing up lecturing. I see kids try to be slick, Howard. Take their book and set it up in the front of them like that. And they're looking down. Now, I know they're not reading, because every time they look down, they're smiling. You lecturing, Dave. See, you got to make a decision about what God you're going to serve. And I see kids making all kind of decisions. Man, they're in love with themselves. I don't know who invented this thing called a cell phone and who had the audacity to make that thing have a camera on it so that they can take pictures of themselves. Because I see so many kids. Man, I watched one the other day. She didn't know I was looking. I'm looking out the window, and she's up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when she looked over and saw me looking at her through the window, she tried to run and hide.
Yeah.
I wanted to go and tell her so bad, sweetheart, you're beautiful. You don't need that many pictures of yourself. Y'all wasting a whole lot of time taking pictures, texting in school when you should be preparing your mind for the future. Oh, I'm going somewhere. I won't be too long. I'm going to make sure y'all catch the Super Bowl this evening. People, they want to serve self.
Yeah.
They want to serve material stuff. Yeah. They forget about what Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said that I will add all this other stuff unto you.
Yeah.
But seek him first.
Yeah.
So we make that decision. During your youth, you are going to face decisions concerning your life, your life's vocation. Now somebody say, what is that? Praise God. In other words, how will you earn a living? What will our profession be? I'm talking to young folks now. Praise God. To what will we dedicate our energies to? What is it we're going to dedicate our energies to? Just this past Monday, we got 2 weeks of what they call intervention. And for some reason, the administration has given me all of these seniors to provide what they call life skills. And when I first got it, I had another teacher call me and say, Colonel Martin, I see you on here. I'm on here. What is this life skill? I said, well, I'm going to tell you what I do and what I'm going to do. I did it with the first group. I said, I'm going to do it with this group. I said, they are seniors. There's nothing too much we can tell them. They only have about a couple more months in school. And I said, but I'm going to teach them something about preparing themselves for the job market. So I teach them about resume writing. I teach them about dressing for success. I teach them about going on, how to go on a job and do an interview. I said, if you want a job, don't you go to somebody's job. But I know holy jeans might be in vogue right now. But if you're looking for a job at IBM, don't go up there with some holy jeans. I don't care if you got an A+ average. Dress for success. And this past Monday, I had this group in there, all seniors. I started asking. I said, let me tell y'all something. I said, y'all seniors, right? I said, what is your strategic plan? And they looked at me. First of all, I asked how many of y'all going to college. But just about 80% of them raised their hand to go to college, and I know good and well 80% of them, they may go, but only 20% or less than that don't graduate from college, okay? That's a statistic that's known. So I told him, I said, now, you're a senior. Right now, you ought to be thinking 5 years out. How many seniors I have in here right now? seniors in here, you ought to have some kind of plan as to where you're going to be 5 years after graduation. Because you got some decisions you got to make. Okay? You're going to have to make those decisions. Because those decisions are going to determine what your vocation is going to be. You're going to get older. And hopefully, mama and daddy are going to kick you out of the nest. That doesn't mean that they don't love you. But if you are like me, that's my wife sitting right there. I told my kids I do not want no grown men. I said, I don't want no grown men. I don't want no grown women in my house. I'm going to prepare you so that you can get it and make it on your own. Praise God. And you're not going to sit around here playing around, playing with your time, wasting your education away. Praise God. You're going to get out of this house. And I don't mind you coming to visit me, but if you're going to come from out of town, you better have a round-trip ticket. If you're not going that far, you better have enough gas to take you back to where you come from. You have to make some decisions about what your vocation is going to be. Final decision. I look at young folk. You have to make a decision. Praise God. On how you are going to face the opportunity and the responsibility for choosing a mate for your life. Oh boy. Oh boy, you're going to have to make a decision about who you're going to choose to be your soulmate. Oh, Lordy, let me walk through here, man. Don't y'all cut me up. Please don't cut me up. And when you are making that decision, young people, don't you make that decision based on your hormones. Don't worry, I won't wear this suit no more. Don't make that decision based upon your hormones. Don't make that decision based upon your good looks. Don't make that decision based upon your shape. Based upon somebody else's shape. Because I've seen what some figure eights will do. So you can't make that decision based solely on that. Get the Lord involved. I'm glad, boy, we started this thing out right. They told me they've been married how many years? 67 years. See, that decision that who was going to be the soulmate wasn't based upon hormones. It wasn't based upon looks. It wasn't based upon shape. It was based upon love. It was based on the fact that God was in the plan. And let me tell you something, if God get in the plan, you got God in the plan. That's why I say young folk, put God in your life early in life. You're making those decisions. That's my first point. Young folk, y'all gonna have to make the decision. But not only the fact that you're gonna make a decision, young folk, There is a time of dedication. Because you're going to dedicate your life to something. I look at a lot of young people today. One was in the class that I addressed Monday. Whole life is dedicated on becoming a professional football player in high school. Now, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And they dedicate all of their time, all of their energy to the sport that they love. And they forget about the fact that there is such a thing called an injury. They forget about the thing that there's such a thing that's called studying to make sure that you get something up here. So that when the pros don't select you, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I mean, is this the right message for today? So when the pros don't select you, regardless of how good you are, or if they select you, you go out there on the first practice day, tear up an ACL, that you can no longer play that sport, you better make sure that you got something up here so that you will have something to fall back on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Youth, you have to dedicate yourself. And if you dedicate yourself to the Lord, even if you get that professional football contract and you go out there and get hurt, the Lord will open another door. If you don't get selected, guess what? He's going to find somebody that's going to find favor in what you have done. And that person, that's why it's so important to dedicate yourself to the Lord.
Yeah.
When I say that time for decision, there's a time, dedication to young folk. I hope you don't get caught up in this one. There's a time for what I call desecration. Somebody say, what is that? See, it's a tragedy that some young folk desecrate their lives to the extent that they almost completely destroy the possibilities for living a full and happy life later on.
Oh boy. I know I'm getting ready to walk through here now.
When you are going to school right now, young people, I want everybody in here young, look at me. Don't look away. Some of them looking down. I know you don't help. You don't have a phone. When you make up your mind that you are not going to go to school, you desecrated an opportunity. When you make up your mind that you're going to go to school, but you're not going to study, you want to be the class clown. You want to make everybody laugh. You are desecrating your opportunity to live up to your full earning potential. Unfortunate. So youth, there is a time of desecration. I'm trying to wrap this thing up. But I'm glad today to report.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not ready to close yet. I told you, I'm going to close by the time the Super Bowl starts. I'm glad today. All our young folks, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. This is your day. I want y'all to stand up. Young people, come on. Come on. Come on. I'm talking about the real young. Y'all stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I am glad today that we have some young people in this church who have already decided that they are going to serve God. Let's give them a round of applause. You know why I wanted them to stand up? I wanted to say this to them while they were standing up. I don't want you to get down the road. Life has gotten older. You know, there's a song that a lot of people sing when they get older and they made some the wrong choices. It's a song that says, I wish that I shoulda, coulda, or woulda. And what I tell people when they sing that song, especially when they have gone and they have squandered away all the educational opportunities that have been provided to them, I tell them that at that time, shoulda, coulda, woulda, ain't gonna do you no gooda. While you are young, your mind is able to absorb information. Use this time wisely. You don't have to be the class clown. They got enough of them making millions. You're going to be a clown and you're not even making a nickel. Don't sell yourself short. Praise God. I was looking at what they were saying there. You are somebody. Don't let no, I believe on the back of this program. Did I see that on the back of this program? Young folk, turn to the back of this program. You are somebody. All of those folks that they paraded up here today, those folks made some decisions in their life. I made some decisions long time ago, praise God, that has resulted me to being right here where I am today. I don't hardly tell people about myself. I'm hoping I'm going to help a young person in here. You see, when I was in high school, I did not want a D or a C and very few B's on my report card.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'll never forget.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings